So we have a beautiful Purim now for Pesach. It's amazing how we see that the spirit of a person is always synchronized with the time of year. Like if someone tell you next week is Tisha B'av, it doesn't Rosh Hashanah, even Purim. Another few weeks is Pesach. Yeah, that's perfect. That's what we're waiting for. Because Jehovah set up for us this year, we could reenact the matzah of before you take the tzai. That's what we're going through. We're in Golus, we're not carrying bricks, but we are, Christ was going through complicated service in every front. Whether it be the war that's going on right now, whether it be all the ashlachot of the war came upon, which is the end of the rising anti-Semitism, religious challenges we have here in Israel, yeshivas, the general yeshivas of our era, keeping focused on the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That's what kept us going throughout history. We always had individuals that reminded us we are not just like the rest of the nations. We are a nation that we call that the Kodesh Bo Hashem answers. We say, Hashem sets everything up, so that we should call after Him. Not the other way around. If something happens, then we should call after Him. Everything is guided in that fashion. And it was a matzah when Hashem brings us closer and closer to that feeling that our tefillah is not just part of our daily ceremony, it's something that is a matter of life and death. We're in a state of sakona. Then we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heartfelt cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just the thing we've been doing till now, something that we really feel. That's the thing that changes the game. So, like we're saying, the stage prior to Gula, we have the stage prior to Gula by Mitzrayim, by Tzakel Hashem, by Shema Hashem, by Shavosim. They didn't just pleasantly ask Hashem, it would be a nice idea if we leave. They said, we can't continue like this. We must have, we need it. And the same thing by Purim. The Ram Nakhtomer says, he says, the whole mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah to remind us that when we call after Kodesh Baruch Hu answers. And with this, it became clear to us the truth of the Pasuk. There's no nation that's close to Kodesh Baruch Hu like us. And when we call to him, he answers. That's a call. What they call today davening is not calls. That's a religious ceremony. Calling is to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu and really feel. We need Yeshua, and we're going to do our best to prepare ourselves for the Yeshua. So that's the time we're in. As Chazal described it, being Geula le Geula. That's why Purim is in the second Adar. So that we want to be matching the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Mitzrayim. That's what he means. The Geula of Mitzrayim came before. It's like Holy Vakush. Go this way around, the furthest away, go the other way, and it's closer. The same thing. The Purim is a reminder, something closer to our day and age, though right now it's very far away also. It's a reminder of the fact that even when things seem to be finished, the game is over, it's never over. Hashem is just waiting for us to go out to Him. So these are these two points of reference that we're in between now. Purim reminds us of this concept, and Pesach reminds us of this concept. And that's what we have to do now. We do it right. Me, Hashem, it should be safe. To see Him. Merit bringing the Geula with our feelings. I can tell you. Yeah. So, we're going back to our... Pesach. Yeah. Page Tov Shin Peches. Once again, we mechadish to ourselves. We're basically preparing ourselves for the rebirth of Klal Yisrael Pesach. That's a movie. Everything in Torah, he says, has two parts. It has external parts, which is the mitzvahs that we have to do. Because you have to know how to do it right. Can't say, I want to be close to Hashem and do it wrong. Otherwise, it doesn't work. She has to say this, just like there's physical laws of nature, there's spiritual laws of nature. Can't say, I really want to be close to Hashem. The only matzahs I have are matzahs that are chometz. So I mean, these are chometz matzahs. They're not even matzahs, they're chometz matzahs. You feel very religious when eating matzahs, and the only matzahs you have are chometz. Okay? You can feel what you want to feel, that's a false feel. That's the difference between Yiddishkeit and the rest of the world. We're involved in the emes of the world, the truth of the world. It's not games. Truth has its parameters, has the way it was set up. Just like it's not accepted if you're late to shul and you live on the fourth floor, then you go through the window, expect everything to work out well. There are people that go at the fourth floor to come to shul, they're not making it. So, there are laws of nature. You have to take them into account. So, the same thing with this. We have to know well what the halacha is, but once we got to the halacha, then we have to also try to get a feel for the idea behind the halacha.
Ooh.
And then in Bechai, on this week's parsha, we're talking about Isaac and Kabbonis, give Hick of Coven, you know. But also, if you just read it without paying attention to what you're saying, that's not what Rebbe Chazal is referring to. You feel involved in being a Coven now, the Yonim of the Kabbonis. It's in the Nafeira, it's true to look at Coven. It says Shlomen, it says praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Coven Toivus, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanks offering. Then he says that the parsha together with it is in the kind of the union of the Coven. Is there no person who's part of the idea of saying Mizmor Seid every day? It also reminds us of the Haidah that one would say when he brought a Kovan Taidah. Not the Kovan itself, but the Haidah, the Kovan Taidah. That's Mizmor Seid. If you ask me what he means, he only bring a Kovan Taidah when you came out of jail. No, you bring a Taidah any day you want. If you feel how gosh of Taidah is so you might express it by bringing a Kovan Taidah and saying where the Haidah is spoken, that's a Kovan Taidah. Yeah. That's why we say it every day. Yeah. So he says over there also, like Chazal say also, Eze ben Olam Haba. Somebody says, Tzilo Zavin, three times a day. He says also, just say the words without paying attention to what you're saying. That's not a ben Olam Haba. It's not Orthodox Jew. But ben Olam Haba is he pays attention to what he's saying. He really feels that Hashem is satiating every creation that has been created in the beginnings of time. Hashem is close to everyone who falls out for him. So in Yom Yisrael, the Shabbos, so many Shabbos Yishiyin, person has Yishamayim, Hashem listens to him, we cry to Hashem, he will bring us to salvation. When we pay attention to those ideas, then we became the other half. Basically, the Perek of Tehillim of Asher is basically giving us the all-encompassing picture of Hashem's Hashkocha over the world with us. From the beginning to the end, that's what it's describing. It's describing the God Hashem Bulam Oiv, Chanon V'Racham, the Midas Tuva, the Rachmonis, Toiv Hashem Lakol, or it's talking about the Machus of Hashem, Toiv Machus Yemei, or Dil Ne Adam Duos of Adam Machus, Machus Machus Kod Adam Yeh, or what it's talking about taking care of every part of the Bria, Semech Hashem Lakol Noiflin, Eine Chol Lechis Aviv Atan Yizem Sof Lam Deitoi, you give every creature in the world sustenance. There's a Dev Masbil Lakol Harosim, doesn't just give us some basics, he satiates us. And the last three psukim of how Hashem interacts with us. He listens to our bakoshas and our feelings. So that's what he's saying. That if we say things with the right kavana, then they have much more meaning than if we just go through the motions. So, Bagdom is the name left because Saga Matas HaKodesh. Show them towards the bottom of the page. Shouldn't take care. Show them the Dosh Mitzvah Pesach going to the Pesach Loishim Yom. After the Tachona, Matchil Beitzume Shem Kippur. And Purim itself is basically the beginning of the 30 days before Pesach. Magim Mitzvah LaGodosh LePesach. So basically, when Vav leaves Halachas, he started with this concept of Binyan and Smicha. The Halacha set up the format. We're supposed to use this Halacha of developing a deeper inner kesher with the concepts that you're involved in halachas to put us in the right mind frame and approach the later state in the proper fashion. Our goal is that we should feel kilu anachnu yotzei mitzrayim. We went through this experience of shiva mitzrayim, yisis mitzrayim. So he says the fierce matzahs. If we bring some certain examples of baking the matzahs, kol hazehirus and hayor mechayevus, is how much we have people are careful whoever makes the matzahs. My mishalonu has to be drawn the night before the night before, making sure everything is cleaned out quickly, every 18 minutes, everything without any breaks in between. Here, he says, Nefesh ha-yofer, Nefesh yofer, ha-yofer matzah, because the Rosh Hashanah is a mitoyres ha-goshem, ki me'afiyas matzah zavad, tayil haka toymen ha-shamayim. The person can come from his matzah baking to recognition that this is something It wasn't made up. This is a real thing. So he says all kinds of ideas. Remind yourself of the concept of soul should be Isa. It's a horror. If you're not on guard, you get taken over. That's what life is all about. The person who thinks he conquered his Yitzhahara is in very bad shape. Either physically or mentally, spiritually. The Yitzhahara is there, like the Gemara says, it's just like a zvuz, like a fly, a special creature, and no matter how many times you swat it, it just comes back again and again. That's a zvuz. That's the Yitzhahara. He's there for our benefit. Hashem wants us to be on our toes our entire life. As they under the Seinei Lassus is saying so. We want to do the will of Hashem. Mi ma'akev the soul should be Isa. What's the show? Soul should be Isa. Yesu hara should be levavenu. Hamach mitzenu. That's what Rashi says over in the Gemara Brach. It's interesting. Now, as chometz comes from leaving something sitting around. There's no such thing as inertia. There is such a thing as inertia. But, so as we're considering, if you're just sitting around doing nothing, you're digressing. Just like a dough, if you just leave it alone, the yeast starts multiplying over there. All the little creatures in there are going away. So that's what we have within us. We have, if we just sit around doing nothing, then that's an active. So should we eat it. The negative qualities within us grow and grow. As Anish writes, one of the ways of working on the midas is to leave it at the person's lazy, so he makes a schedule, keeps to a schedule of learning. It's hard for him sometimes to think in a svara, pushes himself. And little by little, he overcomes laziness. But that's the good in our generation, or not our generation, the next generation behind us. We're already two generations from the previous generation. Nowadays, it's such a popular thing with kids. Nah, I don't want to do anything. Why are you? I want to be successful. Nah. Hebrew, they have something called lo bali. I might say it in English. I have no interest, basically. Leave me alone. It's the biggest tragedy that can happen to a person. He has nothing to live for. Just let the days go by. So that's what we're learning. That there's no such a thing as just power. Either progressing or digressing. Because that's why Hashem set up the world. The soul should be Isa. Just like you're saying, oh, I'm going to leave this dough around for an hour and I'll take care of it later and nothing's going to happen. Not true. You leave a piece of dough around, something's happening. Those yeast cells are doing all kind of exciting things inside the dough. Come back an hour later, you may have sourdough, not even regular dough. Whatever it is, that's what it is. Things are going on. That's what we have to learn from the concept of baking the matzahs and chometz. We have a short life in this world, and the most important thing in life is to take advantage of it. So that's what he's saying. Obama oska v'pias matzahs and blood v'lima zrizah shi amida shalbitul hara. Zrizah, that destroys the evil. Yibachol hefzik man b'toyf eizah ma'izah toyf ishkvach alayzah yeseh. Present involved in some project, or doing something good, and he suddenly slows himself down, gets distracted, that's a curfew. So far nowadays, the guy has to do something. I just want to check on my email. Before you know it, it's a half hour later, and he still, I don't know what he's doing over there. Like I said times before, if you have the email, if you have the computer, the best takana would be, do not open it before you have a clear picture in your mouth, what I'm opening it for, and stick to that idea. You'll save your life. Yeah. That's a curse against it. Distracts us. That's the difference between the people that become great people and people that remain not great people. Great doesn't mean that you are Rosh Hashiva. Any person could be a great, great person. A great person is a person who uses his life as much as he can to its fullest. So if we have a focus and we have a clarity, what my goal is, they don't get caught up day by day by day by day with things that are not the essence and they're not important things in life. If a parent doesn't have time to speak to his child, they're so busy with his virtual life, in this life. Yeah. So this is Achon Legula. This mass that we eat on Leila Seyda, what do we say? Ashrum Shalahispig, the Sagan of the Saint Hatma, such a Nigalu, Nigla, Lay, Melchizedek, and Lugos, Jehovah, Gordon. Very unclear. The source of this Chazal, it says that they were in the middle of taking the masses before they had a chance for it to become a Chametz, because Jehovah revealed himself to them. The Gula then came quicker than the speed that the Chimus could take place. That's the scripture of the Gula to love. Suddenly gonna whoop, there it is. Yeah. So come around. It's definitely recommended not to be caught too much by surprise. Have some type of hachona to it. So that's what we're saying. And we know the famous Chazal, it says, Tasha's boat, Shemata is a matzis. Says the free Gemara, as Alti Kerem matzis elam mitzvahs. Just like you have to make sure the matzis don't become chomis, so too a machmisim is a mitzvah. You don't push off a mitzvah. Elam mitzvah bar liyotcha, seyot miyad. Tahanog etoyda. Whenever you have a chance to do something good, don't push it off. You push something off, you may never do it. I remember this one summer I wanted to learn a yeshiva called Eitz Chaim. Yerushalmi yeshiva. It was a Kailan yeshiva. It was used to be Matan Yehuda Shuk. Now they removed it, building some skyscraper over there. But so I called up the Rosh Yeshiva. His name is Rav Soloznik. He's an older man. He's 80s already. I asked him, could I be accepted the Kailan? So he said he had to call up Rabbi Takajinsky. He's a guy, the manager. He's out of the country, he said, I have to wait a few days. And about 10 minutes later, he calls me back. He said, I got a hold of Rabbi Takajinsky to say. So I asked him to tell me, and I asked what's going on with him. He said, Rosh Hashiva doesn't like pushing things off. Take care. And anybody knows in our own lives, the things we push off very often never happen. But that's the curse of the Yitzhar. It distracts us from being focused on what's really important in life and what we should be doing. So we get up in the morning, we have to have a plan. I plan to go to Dallas. I don't go into the sun with living room. I notice this is involved in all kinds of mitzvahs. Everything, Yes Hashem. I think the sun is very busy, the mess is very busy. I ask him, are you keeping up your kriya sitting with Toyo? He says, no, I'm too busy, I can't do it. I said, my dear friend, you're endangering your life. You get disconnected from Toyo, you don't know where you're going to end up. You're very busy now because you're learning in yeshiva and Toyo. He's involved in the mess of that. He's an important, powerful position. Wonderful. Helping Jews, not helping Jews, whatever it is. Great. But, and I basically, when you sit down and you say, no, I have no time. 1 second. If you feel that this is important, you'll have the time for it. Time is a function of value. There's time for everything in the world. But it has to be given the right price tag. So if I want to progress and I want to make people think that I'm very, whatever, diligent in my work and I'm successful, and then the Yitzhar says you make me Kiddush Hashem, everything's great. Yeah, you'll be able to make the Kiddush Hashem also, but you have to remain a Jew. That's creation of the Torah. Part of the day of a Jewish person has to be that. And then it affects the whole day, because the day is not Chol, the day is Kiddush. He's doing what he can in his learning, and the rest of the time he's doing well, everything else, and it becomes all Kiddush. He's learning, and the other thing he's doing, the Shem Shemaim, it's also mitzvah. 24/7 mitzvah. But if he removes himself from that basic schedule that goes to Shvohu, even it's a half hour a day, even if it's less. But everyone's from Moshe Shapira, I see him here many years ago, from Beis Tefila, maybe 20 years ago, one there. He made a scene for something. He said in Shulchan Aruch, a person has to be kodei mitzvah l'toyim, he should not be mevatel his kriyas, he should not change his set time that he wants to learn it, even if there's an opportunity to make a tremendous amount of money. He said, where do we find it? You have to have such an opportunity, you have to give it up. So he said, what Chazal is telling us is, we think we have 24 hours a day. We don't. We have 23, 23 and a half, 22, whatever the number is. The time of Kriyas Yitzhar is not part of your day. A busy person, if he can have 26 hours a day, he'll make full use of his 26 hours also. But he doesn't do it because he doesn't have it. So a Jew also doesn't have 24. We have that Zman of Kriyas Yitzhar, which is not on the schedule. So if it's off the record, then you don't do anything at the time. I can make $1 million. What does that have to do with anything? The person's not alive at that time. So it's not part of that day. It's a different atmosphere. But our core point is, if we don't do it 100%, it's important for us to realize that. So this is the thing we're learning about today. The limud from Shematim is a matzis. Jesus, we have two options in life. Either to let things linger around, not be focused on what we're doing, not value what we're doing properly, and Leila, like we said before, nothing just doesn't stay stagnant. Everything is dynamic. The Yetzer is growing and growing and growing unless you put him in his place. Either he's becoming more powerful, or they're controlling him. So be very good. Take this experience, this period of time, like we said, the time preparing for the Gula, and this year more than ever, we want as much as we can to be Zayfah, to be part of those that will finish this level of the Gula, this Torah for Klal Yisrael, be active in the Gula, and this is what we're learning from Matzah. You gotta be focused, and you gotta move. Because sitting around will not bring anything good to anybody. Okay.